A member of the Ophthalmological Society of Ghana, Dr. Boateng Wiafe, says about 100 million people are living with glaucoma worldwide, with 15 million unaware of the disease. He said current research shows glaucoma contributes to the high rate of blindness in the country and therefore urged the public to have their eyes screened for early detection. Speaking at this year's Glaucoma Week, Dr. Boateng Wiafe stated that glaucoma develops slowly without any noticeable symptoms, which could lead to irreversible sight loss. A report by Caleb Opong.
Glaucoma is an eye disease characterized by progressive damage of the optic nerve and associated with peripheral visual field, eventually resulting in sight loss. In Ghana, glaucoma is a leading cause of blindness, common among people between the ages of 50 years and above. It has no early warning signs, but develops slowly. The only way one can know whether he or she is suffering from glaucoma is to have the eyes screened. Speaking at this year's Glaucoma Week celebration, Dr. Boateng Wiafe called on the general public to have their eyes screened for early detection to avoid further complications. He said the disease, when detected early, can be taken care of with medication.
Glaucoma is the leading cause of blindness in the world. There's no cure yet for glaucoma. It is just controlled, managed. There may be no symptoms to warn you that glaucoma is starting. It's very, very important that glaucoma is actually detected as early as possible. Because of the few warning signs, it is very important for us Ghanaians to cultivate the culture of regular eye examination.
For his part, the president of the Glaucoma Association of Ghana and vice president of the World Glaucoma Patients Association, Kofi Abutiate, said this year's Glaucoma Week celebration is set aside to create awareness and educate the over 100 million people living with glaucoma. He said as part of the association's effort to curb the increase in the prevalence of the disease, there will be free eye screening on 9th of March 2013 at the St. Kizito Church, Nima, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. He therefore called on the general public to participate in the exercise to ensure a glaucoma-free society.
This press launch is to let the press put the message across again that glaucoma is best detected through eye screening and that any detection will save lives. We shall follow up this launch by free public eye screening at St. Kizito Church, Nima, on Saturday 9th March from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are requesting that every Ghanaian should be allowed to walk into any private or public institution for free eye screening during the World Glaucoma Week celebration.
President of the Glaucoma Association of Ghana, Kofi Abutiate, ending that report by Caleb Opong.